This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, Gina.
Hey, how are you?
We're actually talking about this before we called you. Your area code, what part of LA is that?
It's Orange County near the beach in Laguna.
Now, the only thing we know about Orange County is an excuse our Australian ignorance, but is it true that it's like the OC TV series, or is it completely different?
You know what? They didn't even film the OC TV series down here. They did it in Malibu, but it's kind of like that. We're by Disneyland and stuff.
Oh.
Is it where all the beautiful people are?
some of them.
Do you head down to the beach much yourself?
You know what? I used to surf. All I ever wanted was a horse, and growing up, I had to learn to surf, and I was in the junior lifeguards, and I'd pier jump and swim and do all that good stuff, and I just wanted a horse, and my parents bought me a saddle to watch TV when I was a little girl. Yeah, I was pretty sad. I wanted to be the Lone Ranger, and I was actually, when I worked for the Pointer Sisters, Anita got me my first horse. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great. She was amazing. They were all amazing to work with.
We need to get a celebrity and get them to get us an equine, I think. That's great.
Yeah.
I want a pony, too.
You know what? If you guys ever come out here, there's a place up in L.A. where you actually get on the horses and you ride to a Mexican restaurant and eat, drink, and ride back and puke because you're jumping. It's a blast. So we'll have to take you guys.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. You're actually an author of two published novels, Spitfire and the Rockstar, but you've actually called yourself a creator. Now, I really like how you put that slant to it. Tell us a bit about your novel.
Spitfire actually came about from a chat room. I was talking to some people, and Melissa Etheridge's chat room, actually, and this girl was a firefighter, and we started talking, and she said, oh, here, email me, and she gave me her email address. It was actually Spitfire, and I go, what a great name, and she's like, yeah, that was my nickname and stuff, and then it just took off. I was like, I got to write a novel about this, and I did. It took me 3 months, and I wrote it before work in my truck, and after work down, I had with the horses, and just it would just flowed right on out, and it was amazing. So it's just, you know, a story about love and hope and a firefighter and a doctor. And, you know, they are a lesbian couple, but it's just, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, part of life. And they move on and do their thing. And I've gotten a really great response from it.
I'm guessing you've got a good response from lesbians. But have you had a good response from other groups of people as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? A lot of straight people. My mom works for the church, and their whole group is kind of into it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, okay. And just very supportive. My whole family is so supportive. And, yeah, so I've had a lot of good response from it. And my fans have just been, they begged. This is actually the second edition that has come out now of it. And during the first edition, they just were bugging and bugging. They wanted a movie. It was very visual. And I write very visually, I guess. And they were begging for a movie, and so I was writing my other book at the time, and I had heard this voice on the TV, and I looked up, and there was this actress, Kathy DeBono, and I was like, oh, she's beautiful and smart and all this stuff, and when I came about to write the movie, I just remembered her, and I was like, oh, my God, that's her. So she's on the cover of this edition, and she's also going to be starring in the movie version of it. Kathy, you know what? I met Taya Gill through Kathy, and we've become good friends, and Kathy's such a hub. She's an amazing woman. She's smart. Oh, my God, she's so intelligent, and I just love listening to her, and I hope in the near future people get to see how really incredibly intelligent this woman is, and the whole core group of these actresses, I'm in such an awe of them because they're so wonderful and so brilliantly amazing, and they don't get the credit they deserve, so hopefully we can change that soon.
She's starring as a lead in your movie. How's the process going?
Kathy was the first one I kind of just went after. When I was in my film class, when we had the script done, they said, you know, bring in 5 pictures of who you want to play Dylan and 5 pictures of who you want to play Ashley. And so I wasn't kind of settled on Marnie. I had her for another role in the film, but not the lead at first. But Kathy was always my lead. And so I brought in the picture of her, and they're like, okay, next week come back with 5 others. And I came back with a picture of Kathy. And I'm like, no, it's her. So so it is, and so you do build alliances and legions and stuff, but it's just one of those things that you either click or you don't, I think. And I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have met a lot of people, and and have continued relationships with most of them, so it's a great thing. Arnie Alton is going to be the co-lead and play Ashley, and they have such brilliant chemistry, and we're scheduling with them and stuff like that and trying to get it done hopefully by the first of next year. So it's a process, and I'm learning and stuff, and we all have other projects that we have to get done, and but you know we're in contact a lot, and we keep revisiting things that need to be revisited. It'll get done. It's going to be brilliant. We have so many great people, and her fans, Kathy's fans, have just adopted me, and they have this thing called the CDB crew, and they have a chat room and stuff, and they just treat me like I'm a rock star. Wow. Everybody's just been very supportive of the project and stuff, so it's wonderful.
And once the film's made, what's the plan with it then?
Good question. Just get it out to the masses. I just, you know, I am very positive in my writing, and I'm sappy and syrupy, as Taya Gill calls me, because I love the romance part. So I just, you know, I think you can have the hot, steamy sex, but still be monogamous and true to one another, and that's what I like to show.
Are you thinking about bringing this movie down to Australia at all?
I would love to. I love it down there. I want to come back. You know, there's festivals and stuff like that, so yeah, you know, I would totally love to get the girls out there and do something.
Well, there actually is a film festival dedicated to queer film.
Sounds like a plan. And I can meet you guys.
Exactly. Correct me if I'm wrong, is Kathy DeBono going out with Jill Bennett?
And Jill is another brilliant smart lady. Oh my god, I love listening to her talk. So they're great.
This is starting to remind me of that chart that you see in the L Word where they're connecting everyone.
It's like the L Word chart, huh?
In real life.
Ourchart.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Another project that you're working on is called Dishing It Up. Tell us a little bit about that. I'm fascinated by this.
That came about from an insomniac moment. I'm not a good sleeper, and I bounced out of bed at like 3 a.m., and I was like, I have this idea for a show. And I had seen this comedian, Aaron Foley, and who's an out lesbian comedian, and brilliant and funny and smart, too. And I thought, I want to do a talk show. I'm, you know, like the old Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Like a variety talk show. But I said, when we have our family gatherings, being Italian and stuff, we always have everybody's in the kitchen, and that's where you're kind of the thing takes place. And so I thought, how great would it be to have a celebrity come in, bring a favorite recipe, a family recipe, but being interviewed while they're cooking it? So I met this great group of girls in a film class, and we all got together and decided we could do this project, and we got four amazing guests for the first four. We have Taya Gill and Peter Page, who you guys are very familiar with, Ernia Adams, who is absolutely phenomenal, and Liz Keener from The L Word. And it just turned out great. It's brilliant, and we're in editing right now with it, and it will be on a website, dishingitup.tv, and we just hope to take it further. And, you know, Aaron was just a delight to work with. It was an amazing thing that came about from no sleep.
Now, the rock star, you said it was at a film called Four Steps?
You know what? It was featured in a short film called Four Steps by Marina Films, and Jennifer Medvin wrote it, and Karen Wilkins directed it, and Taya was actually in it, and she was reading my book in the scene that it was in, and it was so much fun, and I got to be a big part of it and help work on it, and so I brought those girls in, and it's just, you know, like a family thing, and it was great, and it's going out to festivals right now and stuff, so it's a brilliant little film. Some good casting in there. Jenny Shimizu's in it, and Aaron Cordillo from the American soap opera Passions.
In Passions, which one did Aaron play?
You know what? I don't know. All I know is she said that she brought her niece in. We were talking about characters, and she said she brought her niece in, and her niece tried to kill her or something. And I was like, oh, great. And she was like a big hoe bag or something. The trampy one, I think.
There's about four of them, Gina, so I think it probably doesn't narrow it down.
I know. Who isn't trampy on a soap opera? So I guess I won't be working on any soap soon, but there you go.
Now, with no disrespect to Passions, but how does something like Passions go to air?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not disrespecting American television or soap operas at all, but Passions, I mean, do they have writers or do they make it up as they go?
You know what? It's no longer on American TV, so.
Well, that says enough.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how some things get put on there, and you sit there and shake your head going, I thought mine was really good. And I saw that. Now I know it's really good, but it's still not getting made. So it's kind of like, oh. But you know what? I do applaud anybody who gets anything out there. And I'm from the school where you watch the film, no matter how bad it is, all the way through, because it's somebody's kid and their parents are excited that they got their stuff made. And they did get their stuff made. So kudos to them.
I just found it very hilarious that, you know, 1 week they're actually putting the kettle on and 3 months later they're still pouring the tea into the cup. It's just, it's hilarious.
Yes, exactly. But I guess it's a luxury of a soap opera. We used to watch, when I was younger, Days of Our Lives, and we'd call them when they'd go to the mailbox, and then they'd come back. Like, the post office, and it'd be like 40 years later, and they'd come back as a totally different actor, and you're like, wait a minute. You're like, who are you trying to fool?
So. Well, Gina, other than like writing books and working on dishing it up, what else are you up to at the moment?
I ride horses a lot still, and I draw a little, and I love to go to concerts and stuff like that. As far as work-wise, I was helping with Kathy and Jill on their web series, We Have to Stop Now, and just continue to get asked to do working. I'm 5'10 and rather tall, so I get to do the boom a lot and hold the microphone.
You're 5'10? Wow!
Yeah, I'm a tallie. I have a girl who's interested in possibly turning the rock star into a film, so that's kind of exciting. And, I have a couple other feature films I've been working on, and I have a TV pilot that I wrote, so I keep busy writing.
If you ever need to cast from in Australia, Adam and I are always up for parts, just so you know.
You know what? I would totally stick you guys in there just to hear you talk.
Yes.
What have you heard about Australia?
You know what? I was there for a month, and when I toured with the Pointer Sisters, and I absolutely loved it, and I love the people, I love the culture down there. I didn't get to go to, like, too much of the nightlife stuff because I was working there, but it was great. Everybody seemed just so fun, and we were in Melbourne for a week, and we went to, I think it was in Victoria, it was like a outdoor flea market, open-air market. We got to do that, and I did see the sign in the park that said, don't eat the possums, which I kind of thought was kind of funky, but like, you're kidding.
Well, you never know what people get up to down here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you ever come to Australia, we'll take you to that park and
we'll cook you some possum.
Yes, I think I have a photo of it too. I was like, no way. What can I say? I even ate Vegemite when I was down there. So,
my God, you're hardcore.
I am hardcore. I walked around saying, a dingo ate my baby. And Aussie, 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 just to hear him go, oi, oi, oi. So I love it. I'm part Australian, I think. I'm there.
We also have our renowned game, the 101 question.
Yay! I've heard about this.
Oh, dear. Have you heard or been warned?
Yes.
has Taya warned you, has she?
She has not told me. And I listen to your podcast. I love your station.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
So what you need to do is you need to give us a number between 1 and 101.
I have to say 12.
Have you fulfilled your dreams yet, Gina?
Oh, my gosh. I'm fulfilling them. They're not completely fulfilled, but I'm on the way.
So what would you include in your dreams?
I want to find someone to grow old with. I mean, I was in a relationship for 12 and a half years, but it wasn't the right one. So I want the right one to share this fun in. I'm having so much fun. And, if you get wealthy from it, great. If not, as long as the bills are paid and you can, you know, walk along the beach and have fun, I'm game. I'm down for it.
What are the core traits you look for in a person, just so we can set up some eligible ladies for you come to Australia?
Okay. I like the height thing, but you know what it is? It's a sense of humor and a warm heart. That's totally it for me. If you can make me laugh and you're endearing and have a heart, then you're my girl.
We could have to line up all our eligible friends, don't we?
Okay, another number between 1 and 101.
Okay. 101.
What is your tip for surviving the hump day? Do you know what the hump day is?
Yes, it's besides your show, it's Wednesday.
Yes, exactly. What's your tip for surviving the hump day?
Lots of alcohol. No, I don't. much. No, I don't drink at all. You know what? A sense of humor, keeping it real, keeping it happy, and just staying positive and knowing that you can get through it, that you're going to hit the hump day and try to get past it to know that you only have 2 more days left to the weekend.
Hit us with one last number.
Oh, my gosh, number 6.
Complete this sentence. Sex is best when...
Sex is best when you're in love. That's me, the sap.
I think you won a few hearts in Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.